are here, outside New York City. Once again in an old shack, but we have with us someone who knows about Ronald McDonald. He doesn't know we're taping this, so we will listen in quietly.
Tell me, Mr. Mystery Guest, what do you think of Ronald McDonald?
Oh, Ronald McDonald. Yeah, I remember him. This red hair, his yellow suit, his big floppy shoes, that fucking nose. His skin was always so white. He was always so happy. Do you believe in magic? I hated him. I hated him so much I could kill him. So, you know what I did today?
What did you do today, Mr. Mystery Guest?
I got a gun. And I killed him. I felt so good. And, hey, is that a tape recorder there? Is that a tape recorder I see?
Mr. Mystery Guest.
Please do not.
I thought you said you weren't taping this.
Please.
Turn that thing off now!
Here at McDonald's corporate headquarters, where we're about to talk to an executive about the effect of Ronald McDonald's assassination will have on his company and their future products.
We here at Ronald Products are devastated.
Ronald Products.
Shut up about our name! It's a fine name! You got a problem with Ronald? You can talk to the man upstairs. Anyway, we have problems here with Ronald Enterprises. Our new line of burgers isn't coming out as well as we thought it would. We're thinking of using a different type of meat.
We need Ronald's magic!
Shut up back there! Shut up! Be quiet! Anyway, we're thinking of adding a special ingredient to our new line of burgers. Here to talk more about it is our laboratory technician. I can say no more on the matter.
Ah, yes, well, you see that, we are trying to put...
This is good.
Shut up. We are trying to put something new into our burgers because the customers have just been having beef for so long. That's what, yeah, you see. They're getting hard of just a plain, well, plain bread sandwich. A plain bread sandwich is just not something that everyone wants to have day after day.
I think I'm going to take another taste of this.
So, we are experimenting in the laboratory.
Just about
ready. With various types of meat. Over here we have the yellow meat. I don't know what is in that. But it is yellow, and it has this, here, taste this. What does it taste like? I'm sorry. That was the cleaning solution. The meats are over here. This is the chicken burger. Lots of stores have chicken burgers, but we use special parts of the chicken. This is my personal favorite. We will skip the others for the vat of spam. Here at Ronald Co. Enterprises, we have the largest vat of spam in the entire planet. So, we are very proud of this, and we are using it to do a special test with mass-produced spam burgers. And, well, I'm not allowed to talk about it anymore. It's top secret. Back to the Ronco executive here.
I told you I can't say any more on the matter. We're having trouble keeping things under control up here in the executive's office. It seems a whole bunch of people have committed suicide. Something about Ronald's magic being gone, but I don't know about that.
You believe in magic!
Oh, here we are at Ronco. This is Bob, Fred, Henry, Jim, wrapping up the story. Employee morale is at an all-time low, and we don't know what the future will be for the Ronco Enterprises,
hey man, if you
Incorporated.
Believe in magic, Ronald will come back.
We don't know what the future will be without their helmsman. We'll just have to wait and see if the world's biggest fast food chain in the world will continue to be able to pawn its artery-destroying fares on the universe. Now, back to the studio.